Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai River personal use dipnet fishery will be open 24 hours per day beginning 11 p.m. Friday, July 21st through 11:59 p.m. Monday, July 31st. The area of the Kenai River open to personal use dipnetting remains the same. Please review South Central Alaska Sport Fishing Regulations for a complete description of the area open to dipnetting, along with harvest limits and permit requirements. Additionally, to participate in the Upper Cook Inlet personal use fisheries, participants must be Alaska residents and have in their possession a current sport fishing license and an Upper Cook Inlet personal use permit. Non-residents are not allowed to participate in personal use fisheries. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is increasing the sport fishing bag and possession limits for salmon 16 inches or longer, except for king, pink, and coho salmon in the Kenai River downstream of the Skelak Lake to 6 per day and 12 in possession effective 12:01 a.m. Friday, July 21st through 11:59 p.m. Sunday, December 31st. This includes the flowing waters of the Kenai from its mouth upstream to Alaska Department of Fish and Game regulatory marker located at the outlet of Skelak Lake. The Kenai River Late Run Sockeye Salmon Management Plan allows Alaska Department of Fish and Game to increase bag and possession limits for sockeye salmon when the abundance of late run Kenai River sockeye salmon exceeds 2.3 million salmon and the escapement goal is anticipated to be achieved. Find out more at RadioKenai.com. The Liktok Pipeline Company filed with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska on July 13th for a permit to connect its Liktok Pipeline to Oil Search Alaska LLC's proposed gas spur pipeline, indicating the interminable development of the Pikka oil field continues progress toward completion. The Liktok Pipeline is a 16-inch diameter line originating at Skid 50 in the Prudhoe Bay Unit, near Pump Station 1 of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System, and terminating at Central Processing Facility, CPF, No. 1 of the Kuparuk River Unit. The GSP will connect the Oil Search 6-inch seawater treatment plant and Liktok pipelines. With its discovery in 2013, the Pikka oil field brought optimistic projections for both energy production as well as workforce numbers. As recently as 2022, the field was estimated to hold 397 million barrels of oil in proven and probable reserves, and once operational, is expected to produce around 80,000 barrels of oil per day, though that number has diminished since 2019, when the estimated production potential was 120,000 barrels per day. The Pikka oil field, which is located near the Coal River village of Nuiqsut and west of ConocoPhillips' Kuparuk River unit, was discovered in 2013 with the drilling of Kugruk 3, an Armstrong Oil and Gas and Repsol jointly owned discovery well. From there, development of the field began, though it has been slowed by logistical challenges and the changing of ownership hats. The Papua New Guinea-based energy company Oil Search purchased Armstrong's 51% stake in the field in 2018. Repsol maintains their 49% share. Then, in 2021, the South Australia-based energy company Santos took over operation of Pikka through a merger acquisition of Oil Search. When Oil Search initially acquired the primary stake in Pikka, the field was projected to begin production in 2023. However, the aforementioned delays have seen that estimate pushed all the way back to 2026. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska announcement of the OPC filing for a permit to connect its gas line to the proposed OSA gas line suggests the grind toward operational status continues to move forward, with first oil from Pikka still forecast for 2026. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories for Friday. This is KSRM News.